With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore at the office of Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll once again, and Mayor, Madam Mayor, Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy 2016. It's nice to see sun as we start out January.
Yeah, it's strange, and we've had a very mild winter, and I guess this is just sort of an open round table this morning. I don't have any specific questions, but one of the things I was thinking of on the way in here is that up to this point, we haven't had to plow very much. And how does that affect the budget and so on at this point? Or is it sort of just you got to wait and see?
Yeah, we definitely need to wait and see. Based on last year, I think at the end of January, we were talking about, well, we may have a surplus in snow. What other needs do we have? And we all know what happened in February. So I think that, you know, we'll wait till the end of the year to assess the impacts on the budget, or the end of the, at least the end of the spring. So far, so good, though, for sure.
Good. All right. And stuff going on, businesses. I know that Bill Newell has been talking about the Lynn Hospital situation over there and things that affect this community and so on.
Yeah, we've got a hearing being held in Salem by the State Department of Public Health about North Shore Medical Center and their plans to consolidate the Union Hospital campus and the Salem campus here in Salem. They'll be making a major investment in Salem, but as you can understand, there is certainly concern in the city of Lynn about the downsizing of services on that hospital. So that's underway. We're certainly, we've been having a roundtable discussion with stakeholders both in Salem and in Lynn to talk about how that would work, what the logistics are, how we're planning for, you know, areas of concern. And it's a big initiative. It's exciting in some ways, and it's also daunting. So we want to make sure, as we're thinking about it, we're working together to get things right.
When you say working together, who's involved in some of these discussions? What are some of the parties?
Yes, so certainly Partners is there, who run both North Shore Medical Center and Union Hospital. We've got stakeholders like from North Shore Elder Services. We've got counselors from Lynn, the mayor, state legislative officials as well, other folks in the community, both community health center representatives. We've met three or four times to try and identify what are the key issues we need to be concerned about. And it's a hard conversation to have in the midst of folks still really wanting to maintain what they currently have. So we're trying to certainly make sure that the concerns of Lynn residents are heard, and that's a process that DPH will run, while also recognizing that if those goes, this goes forward, there are challenges we want to make sure are addressed here in our community. And it certainly, for Salem, will provide, you know, a solid healthcare base in our community for a very long time to come, as well as jobs and quality services, not just for Salem, but frankly for the region. But there are also challenges in terms of transportation and how you make that consolidation work for everyone. And I think that's a good conversation to have.
What about for staffing? Is there concern of losing staffing from one to the other?
I'm sure. I mean, we had Shaughnessy Kaplan here, also known as Spalding North. They closed that freed up space. Most of the staff did find other jobs, but it's not the same as working in a place where you've been maybe for your whole career, and the attention and conscientiousness that you have. And I think that's very much the case at Union as well. The staff there have long, you know, kind of held together, and to see that being broken up is as hard as, you know, determining the services. These aren't city initiatives, but they are obviously initiatives that impact our city, so we're trying to pay close attention to them.
What else is going on in the city, business-wise or otherwise?
We've got an expansion proposal by F.W. Webbs, a plumbing supply company that's been in Salem since 1944, also one of the largest, if not the largest, plumbing supply companies in the region. And they are looking to build a showroom here, similar to that they have in other communities, on some city-owned land that we've put an RFP out for. We're working through some challenges with neighbors, but excited about the opportunity to see a former brownfield transformed and redeveloped.
I've been thinking about the red and white, the red and blue states and so on. And I just wonder, you know, listening to you as you talk about all these people working together and having different perspectives, how do you get people to come together with rational discussion? Because I'm thinking in particular, I'm thinking of gun control, all right? And I don't even like to call it gun control, but the issue about what's going on in this country with weapons, okay? And I talked to a couple of police chiefs, and they have a very different perspective, and I don't even know what their politics are. But these are things that, that people need to hear about, in my opinion. But, Madam Mayor, as a citizen of the region, and, you know, we're labeled a liberal region, but on the other hand, you know, we have a lot of different views here. Why can't, or how do you get people who have these wicked, varying, polar opposite ideas to meet and talk in a rational way on many issues that are oftentimes emotional? What's your experience with that?
I think it's really hard. It's certainly been a struggle in our country, and you can see that if you travel, you know, anywhere in Massachusetts or anywhere outside of Massachusetts. The one thing I'd say that we're seeing, and it's not unique to Salem or to this state or this region, is that cities have become the hubbub of activity for actually getting things done. And in large measure, it's because people live here, and we don't care if it's Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or whatever, you know, shade, color, or background attaches itself. It's an issue that needs to be addressed, and that's enabling things to get done. We also know the people, so we're going to have to wrestle through issues of redevelopment. We're going to have to wrestle through issues of expansion and growth, but we're doing it knowing the other people across the table, recognizing what's in our control and what's not in our control, and wanting to be in a position to shape things. Nothing is standing still. You know, the world is not flat. You know, it's not as though if we don't like something, it's not going to happen. On the other hand, we certainly can shape the future, and I think we have an opportunity to do that at the local level, frankly, in some ways more than at the state or at the national level, and that is one thing that draws people together.
Now, I think you're 100% correct, and my idea would be to, if we could somehow take this model, push it to the State House and get the State House to push it to Congress and so on. So there must be some way where, you know, the proverbial one vote does count in some way, shape, or form.
Well, when individuals who are in elective office put the we ahead of the I, that's a big part of it, I think, and we could certainly use more of that, I think.
Sounds like Coach Belichick. Madam Mayor, anything else on the new year's coming? You know, we're into the new year now. Holidays are behind us. I'm going to be going to go see Destination Salem very soon here and see what's happening in the city. But the city doesn't sleep even when it gets cold.
It doesn't. We're gearing up for Salem So Sweet in February. Hopefully we'll have some nice weather for the ice sculptures, but not so nice that we have to shovel.
Okay.
And we just came off a council mayor retreat. We had a school committee retreat. So it's the beginning of the year. We're all starting to play out
what
our agendas.
Like? Where do you go for that?
Both of them actually were at Salem State. We there's a, you know, a meeting room there that we're able to use. It has the right materials in terms of presentations, and it's just an informal dialogue to kind of plot out the work for the year and recognize you know, what's ahead of us, and try and think about it not just in the scope of a meeting where you're set to an agenda, a little bit more freewheeling. But they were both good discussions, and I think, again, trying to get people to relate to each other is a big part of trying to recognize what we can do together.
So. Is there a new makeup in terms of city council president and school committee chair?
Yes. So we have in the city council, Councilor Turiel from Ward 5 is the new incoming president, and we have three new school committee members, two of whom served on the council prior in different years. So it's not a completely new experience, but everyone, you know, it's always a good chance to check in and see what the top priorities are and try and have some joint goals and recognize that, you know, what happens in our community is largely based on our ability to collaborate and work together. The school committee, the mayor is the chair by virtue of the office, so I still chair it, but we do have two new members, and it's again another opportunity to kind of plot out what's the work ahead, what are the staff working on, what are the goals of the committee, how do we work together even when we don't agree. We still have to figure out what the process is to get to a decisions.
You didn't laugh at me. You see how embarrassed I am over there. Okay.
I do.
All right. Finally, 2016, do you do the resolution thing?
You know, my coach in college told me he had read a study that said people who write down their goals and, like, you know, actually take the time to really be thoughtful about it generally have a much better chance of achieving them. Mm-hmm. So I normally take the month of January to kind of lay out what are my goals for the year. I put it in an envelope, and I don't really look at it again. And then at the end of the year, I open it up and say, what did we get or what did we do? I haven't done it yet, so I got a few more weeks to get it done.
Thank you, as always. That is Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll with MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore.